Chapter 33. Cooper's arms felt like wet noodles, which were somehow also on fire. He'd been rowing all day and all night. The rising sun revealed nothing but yet another of the goddamn barrier islands. It seemed wrong that the most relaxing parts of the journey involved walking along the beach with a boat on his head, but he was grateful to see that opportunity approaching. This was the sixth or seventh island Cooper had washed up on. He couldn't believe he'd originally planned to swim. With the next island so close, he redoubled his efforts, rowing as hard as he could until he felt the crunch of the boat's hull against sand. He allowed himself a small break to drink from the decanter of endless water, then stepped out of the boat and into the shallows. Placing the boat over his head the way he'd come to find most comfortable, he began walking southward along the shoreline of the island, dragging an oar in each of his exhausted hands. He couldn't see where he was going, but he was able to navigate by making sure he never veered from where the water met the sand. Cooper trudged along the beach, dreading the moment he would have to put the boat back in the water and start rowing again, when he heard a voice from up ahead.
"You there! In the name of the United Forces of Mebgarshur, I demand you surrender your vessel!"
Cooper lifted the boat off his head and let it fall on the sand next to him.
"In the name of what?"
"The United Forces of Mebgarshur,"
repeated the orc 20 yards up the beach. He was flanked by an orc on either side of him.
"Gesundheit!
Drop the oars and step away from the boat,"
said the leader. All three of the orcs wore an identical rough-spun woolen tunic with some kind of symbol painted poorly on the front. It might have been a fist dripping blood, or it might have been a rhinoceros taking a dump. These guys were no Picassos. Their clothes were dripping wet, and though they made an effort to look threatening, Cooper could tell they were just as exhausted as he was. These poor fuckers had been swimming. The good news Cooper took from this was that he must be getting close to the southern mainland. The bad news was that a fight was inevitable.
"I have a counterproposal,"
said Cooper.
"How about you go fuck yourself?"
"So be it.
Seriously, I didn't think. Scab, Grunt, draw your weapons."
"Oh, right,"
said Cooper. As Scab and Grunt drew their short swords, Cooper decided to even the odds.
"I'm really angry."
His vision tainted pink. Cooper could already see the look of fear on the two henchmen's eyes.
"If you cannot stand against a single half-orc,"
said the leader,
"how will you breach the walls of Cardinia?"
His underling still hesitant, he employed a different strategy.
"It's this or keep swimming."
Scab and Grunt charged at Cooper, short swords held high above their heads. Cooper swung an oar at the one he'd arbitrarily decided was Grunt, snapping in half against the side of his head and dropping him to the sand. With a battle cry that was something between a lion and a goat, Scab swung his sword down with both hands at Cooper, who barely had the presence of mind to try to block the blow with his remaining oar. The sword sliced through the oar and into Cooper's shoulder, but he hardly felt it.
"Fuck you,"
said Cooper, and punched Scab in the throat. Scab dropped his sword and grasped at his neck with both hands. Cooper tackled him and punched him in the face until his head was little more than a pulpy red stain in the sand.
"For Mebgarshur!"
shouted Grunt, who'd recovered from his oar wound. Cooper felt the burn of jagged steel dig into his back muscles. It pissed him off. He swung his arm around wildly and caught Grunt in the knee, dropping him to the sand again. As Grunt screamed, Cooper drove the broken oar handle into his mouth, effectively staking his head to the beach and shutting him the fuck up. Cooper breathed hard as his vision returned to normal. He couldn't go on anymore. He'd have to take a nap.
"Tut, tut,"
said the remaining orc, reminding Cooper that there had, in fact, been three. Fuck. Cooper stood up on wobbly legs and staggered backwards a few steps. The orc leader was holding the business end of the oar, which Cooper had cracked over Grunt's head. Making a show of just how unconcerned he was about Cooper, he unceremoniously jerked the other end of the oar out of Grunt's gaping maw.
"Everyone knows the best way to deal with a barbarian is to wait for him to wear himself out. But I was hoping to not have to do my own rowing."
Placing the pieces together, he whispered something that Cooper couldn't make out, and the oar was suddenly whole again. He looked up at Cooper.
"I'll give you one final chance to continue your miserable existence. Row for me, and I'll let you live."
"Sorry,"
said Cooper between labored breaths.
"I was continuing my miserable existence in the opposite direction."
He dropped his remaining oar handle and reached for the great axe strapped to his back. The orcish fighter, slash wizard, slash asshole, was similarly equipped. The great axe he produced appeared to be in a much better state of repair than the chipped and rusted blades of Scab and Grunt's short swords. It even made Cooper's axe look like a piece of shit in comparison. The double blades were shiny silver and designed to look like angel's wings. A silver skull adorned the top with a spike jutting through it. The edges of the angel wing blades were engraved with words that Cooper couldn't read. Cooper had never seen such an impressive-looking weapon.
"Sweet axe. This is Soul Reaper," said the orc. "I would hate to sully her blades with the filthy blood of such an unworthy opponent, so I will repeat my offer one last time."
Cooper's guts churned. Coming out of the barbarian rage always did a number on his insides. Relief came in the form of a loud, extended fart, which he and the orc leader awkwardly endured.
"It would appear that my ass has made plain my thoughts about your offer,"
the orc leader huffed and held up his weapon.
"Very well. Send my regrets to Scab and Grunt when you see them in."
His face was obscured by a flapping mess of black feathers. Cooper was almost as surprised as the orc leader, but jumped on the opportunity he was presented with. With all of the power he could muster in both arms, he brought his great axe down hard between the orc's shoulder and neck, cutting down to what must have been near the lung on his opposite side. The avian assailant, whose identity Cooper would confirm when he got the chance, disengaged from the orc's face, but not without a souvenir. A gloppy string of blood and nerve followed the bird from where the orc's eye used to be. Somehow, that motherfucker was still standing. Still screaming in agony, he took a wild swipe at the bird, but it appeared his depth perception was off. Cooper buried his axe in the big bastard's head, finally bringing him down. He left the axe in the orc's head and picked up Soul Reaper. It felt incredible in his hands, perfectly balanced, with a grip that felt like it had been designed specifically for his big, clumsy hands. Not a bad day's work. "Squaw!" said the bird, hopping excitedly on the beach.
"Are you ravenous?"
"Squaw!" the bird repeated. This wasn't going to do. Cooper was all but certain he'd found ravenous. The bird was big like ravenous. It sounded like ravenous. It had the predilection for eating eyeballs of its enemies like ravenous. And it seemed unlikely that some other random bird would swoop out of the sky to help him in a fight. Still, he wanted to be sure. With no way to communicate, he'd have to think outside the box. Cooper sat down on the beach, opened his bag, and took out all the scroll tubes containing his and his friend's character sheets.
"Come here!"
The bird squawked at him some more, clearly not understanding him. Cooper repeated his command with a gesture. After some more squawking and flapping, the bird finally hopped forward. Cooper grabbed it, shoved it into his bag, and held the opening shut. While his bag pulsed like an erratically beating heart, Cooper opened the scroll tubes until he found his own character sheet. Down at the bottom was a short list of his possessions. At the bottom of the list, he read the word Ravenous.
"Sweet!"
Cooper opened his bag, and Ravenous wobbled out, gagging and choking. When he finally caught his breath, Ravenous continued squawking, hopping, and flapping.
"I'm sorry,"
said Cooper.
"I had to know."
Ravenous just squawked louder.
"Dude, I don't fucking understand you."
Squawk, squawk, squawk. Flap, flap, flap. Cooper was about to shove him back in the bag when he noticed that only one of Ravenous's wings was flapping.
"Are you hurt? Is there something wrong with your wing?"
Ravenous turned his head in the direction of his flapping wing. Squawk! Cooper followed Ravenous's gaze.
"I don't know what you want from me. I told you, I can't fucking understand. Holy shit!"
About half a mile up the beach, an army of orcs was marching toward him. There were hundreds of them. On the water, luckier orcs traveled in boats ranging from humble rowboats like his own to larger sailing vessels. Cooper stood up to get a better view. A few of the groups at the head of the march stopped in their tracks, pointing at him.
"Oops."
It was time to get out of there. Cooper grabbed the mended oar and lifted the boat over his head. Across half a mile of sea and sand, he heard one word shouted simultaneously by at least a dozen voices. Boat.
Oops.
Cooper lifted the boat and looked back. Sure enough, the whole goddamn orcish army was running at him. Fuck. Mustering what little strength he had left, he ran into the water until he was deep enough so that his weight wouldn't drag the boat on the sea floor. By the time he hopped inside, orcs were already jumping into the water after him. With his one oar, Cooper rowed like a motherfucker. He had no direction in mind but away from all these fucking orcs. Ravenous hopped up and down on Cooper's bag, squawking and flapping again.
"Yeah, no shit,"
said Cooper.
"I fucking see them."
The bird was insistent, and it was driving Cooper nuts. He was trying to communicate something again, but Cooper was damned if he could figure out what it was. Ravenous stopped flapping and squawking and ducked into Cooper's bag. A moment later, Cooper could hear a faint clinking sound as a bulge in his bag bobbed repeatedly up and down. Ravenous was tapping the decanter of endless water with his beak.
"What? Are you fucking thirsty?"
asked Cooper.
"I'm kind of in the middle of something here. You think you could give me a minute?"
Clink, clink, clink. Clink, clink, clink. Cooper looked back. The orcs were swimming faster than he was rowing, and his arms were just about to give in to exhaustion. Clink, clink, clink. Clink, clink, clink.
"You know what? Fine."
Cooper set his oar down in the boat. If they wanted his boat that bad, they could fight him for it. Even with the advantages of higher elevation, not having to fight while swimming, and his badass new axe, he knew it would only be a matter of time before they overwhelmed him. But maybe he could take down enough of them to make the others reconsider. He reached into his bag and pulled out the decanter of endless water. Holding it over the side of the boat, he started pouring water into the sea.
"Here, drink up."
Ravenous stepped out of the bag, looked at the decanter, then up at Cooper. "Squawk!"
"Dude, hurry it up. We're about to start fighting soon."
Ravenous flapped and squawked more furiously than ever.
"What the fuck do you want from me, asshole?"
Finally, Ravenous gave up his tantrum. He flew up to Cooper's head and raked a talon across his forehead, drawing blood.
"Motherfucker!"
shouted Cooper, but Ravenous had already flown away. Cooper turned around and found the bird flying in a tight circle behind the boat.
"You want some water, shithead? I've got your water right here."
He aimed the decanter at Ravenous and shouted the command word,
"Geyser!"
Instead of blasting Ravenous out of the sky, the jet of water propelled the boat forward like an outboard motor. He was cruising, hopping waves as the little rowboat rocketed further out to sea.
"Hell yeah!"
Cooper shouted as the approaching orcs got farther and farther away. Ravenous flew down and landed on Cooper's shoulder.
"You know something, bird? You're all right."